Fritz rocks. 91.3 FM, WLVR, Bethlehem. We just heard Psychedelic Psycho from Gary's latest American Made. Before that, we heard Lowrider from Endless Summer 2. Just one of the albums that really kind of put Gary on the map. Also, we played Shed My Skin and Gary's version of Lunatic Fringe, also from American Made. And we started the Hoey block with 12 Days of Christmas from 95's Ho, Ho, Hoey. You know, it really wouldn't be a rockin' Christmas without Gary Hoey. And on Sunday, December 21st, Gary brings his Ho, Ho, Hoey show to Sellersville Theater. And we are honored to speak with this brilliant guitarist and welcome him to the show. Gary, you there?
I'm there. I'm here. How are you, AJ?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. And hearing the lineup of what you just played, I'm blown away, man. I'm just floored.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful...
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing about college radio. We get to play whatever we want.
Well, you know what? It is. It's like almost like a flashback to when I, you know, growing up in the 70s, I was the most influenced by music, and I love the freedom of the radio, and now it seems it's so formatted, so it's nice to hear that. I mean, you just blew me away.
Good, 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 man. I'm glad to hear that. And I'd like to ask you, how did the holiday thing all start for you?
The whole Christmas holiday record for me, it started out just as an idea. You know, my manager had meant we were talking about, you know, recording some music for our radio friends as bumper music. We weren't really planning to release it to the public. And my mom one day said, Gary, you know, you should make a nice Christmas album. I said, okay, Mom. And I went in my bedroom with an 8-track recorder. I started making some demos, but I decided I didn't want to make it too nice. I wanted to make it rock.
Yeah.
And so we started kind of, you know, I started experimenting with how I could add some rock and roll riffs in with some of the Christmas melodies and give it a break from the old Norm, you know, Bing Crosby stuff.
Sure.
And the 12 Days of Christmas that you played in that block set there was the first song that I recorded that made me realize, man, I think I could combine, you know, some rock and roll with some of these Christmas songs. So it's been 13 years, and it has been an incredible ride. Loving it, having a great time, helping out a lot of folks with charity events. We gave away, you know, a few guitars for auction this year. We're really trying to help out the communities.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do with music, you know, to always try to help your community and give something back. And the Ho, Ho, Hoey tour and also what you've been doing throughout the year shows that you're not afraid to, you know, give something back to the fan and to the community that supports you as well.
Absolutely.
And you're on the West Coast as we speak today. You're in San Diego. Now, do you have West Coast and East Coast bands?
I don't. I have my East Coast band is now my, you know, my current band, which has been for about 4 years.
Okay.
And I fly those guys out with me. You know, I bring them with me because I feel that they're part of my sound. They're part of, you know, they're part of my thing now. So it's great.
And I'm looking on your website, it said that you've added some new songs, and the addition of Bruce Bennett on rhythm guitar has really taken the show to another level.
Yes, absolutely. We added Bruce, and it's kind of nice to have you know, some of the rhythm and the harmony lead that we do behind some of my arrangements, because I never got to hear them the way I wanted to hear them for many years, you know?
Sure, sure.
It's great having that. And he also sings good background vocals, so that's been adding... to the show.
Yeah, we recently saw Pat Travers down at the Sellersville Theater, and he's now touring with a second guitarist. And it's great to see that guitarists such as yourself of your caliber have a second guitarist on stage with you to, you know, fill things out a little bit and also give you some room to breathe and do some things on a guitar, too.
Yeah, it does. I really feel a sense of freedom with Bruce and the band. It really gives me a chance to... you know, actually, like, yeah, like you're saying, just have a little bit of pressure taken off and I can breathe a little bit. It's really, it's very cool.
And American Made, by the way, a smoking record from Gary Hoey. It actually features vocals from you, and you should really feel confident to sing more, Gary. You did a fine job on American Made, man.
Oh, thank you very much, man. I really appreciate that. A lot of people don't know much about my past, and I grew up playing in... a lot of top 40 cover bands when I was a kid, like everybody else, you know, pay your dues, playing four sets. I used to play four sets a night in the clubs, and we did everything from Van Halen to Bryan Adams, man. And
that's rock and roll, Gary.
Yeah, and that's where I had to learn how to sing. I mean, we had to sing in smoky bars and, you know, four sets a night and watching all the people come in and dance and trying to guess who was going to pick up who by the end of the night. You know, when we'd sit there for the four sets, you'd kind of see the whole night unfold, which was always fun. But I learned how to sing that way. And for many years, my guitar playing was definitely stronger than my voice. So I you know, really focused on the guitar. The instrumental thing took off for me.
Sure.
But after doing, 15 or 16 instrumental records,
yeah,
I wanted to get back to my roots of singing. So I kind of found, I found the six or seven notes that I can sing and said, okay, Gary, don't go over this note and don't go below this note. And that kept me finding where my voice is. And I'm also a record producer. I produce a lot of bands, and I've been on the other side of the glass. And I, after helping out so many singers for many years, I went, you know what? I think I can get back to singing again.
Ah, okay. Well, sometimes, you know, you see things and hear things on the other side of the glass that can lend to your own work, you know?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I'm always inspired and influenced by the people I work with and hearing different kinds of music.
And looking at the album and listening to the record, there's, you know, it's a very diverse record. You've got tracks on there like Reaction and Truth and Fly on the Wall. American Made really displays a wide variety of styles on the record. Now, was that a conscious decision, or did it just happen that way?
Well, I, most of my albums of my whole career, I've always tried to, you know, stretch out and do different things and have a variety. I think it comes from my my personal preference, because it wasn't conscious, more than that I love variety and I get bored easily doing the same thing over and over again. So
okay.
I kind of like to throw a curve. And like when I wrote that song, The Truth, it was a blues song, and I wrote it one day because I was just thinking about, you know, the truth and how simple it is, and, you know, and how, you know, if you live your life not by the truth, eventually, you know, it's going to come out anyway, you know. So that blues song came out, and I remember the night I wrote it, I recorded a really rough of it, and I brought my wife into the studio, and I said, honey, listen to this blues song I found on the internet. I think it's B.B. King. I don't know who it is. And I played it for her. I didn't tell her it was me because I wanted to see if she thought it was genuine.
Yeah, you wanted an honest reaction.
Yes, an honest reaction. So after like the second verse, like she went to the second verse, she looked at me and she said, is this you? I said, yeah. She said, oh my God, I love it. So that was kind of like the test for me. Then you get a song like Fly on the Wall, and that just brings me back to the heavy, you know, 80s rock that I grew up with and I love, and, you know, the Motley Crue and
sure.
all that. It's just, you know, I love variety, man. And I think, you know, a lot of my fans, they expect me to not come out with the same thing every time I put out an album. And
yeah.
I think that's what I try to live up to.
Congratulations on a fine record, man.
Thank you. Well, wait till you hear the next one. We're about three quarters through a new album coming out in 2009 that's called Only Human.
You know, I was going to ask you, when can we expect a new Gary Hoey album? So you're saying next year sometime?
Yes, we'll be jamming real hard in the first quarter of 2009, and I have pretty much all the songs already written. Only Human is the free download that we've been giving away. Only Human's the ballad that we have up on the site right now.
Oh, very cool, man. And
that's a free download.
Oh, excellent. Now, you know, looking on your website, you're doing something very cool this year with Hallmark greeting cards. And you've got actually two recordable Christmas music cards with Hallmark. How'd that whole thing come to be?
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It plays two of my songs, and you can also record a greeting like, hey, Grandma, have, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. You know, and the kids can chime in the background, and then the song plays. So it's really a cool technology. But for me, it's a complete honor to have my name associated with Hallmark, because
sure.
they're such icon. I mean, it would be like Harley Davidson calling me up saying, we want you to write a song for us. And, you know, it came about, they kind of, you know, got wind of my music over the years and being out there and being able to sustain myself for all these years. I think it made them feel like, okay, Gary Hoey is sort of a Christmas staple.
Yeah.
So let's give him a break. And I want to thank, you know, Surf Dog Records and my management, because they're the ones that really secured the deal. And now we have a couple of cards there's like I think 14,000 store, you know,
wow.
outlets selling them out of 14,000 around the country. They're everywhere, and they're selling. Those things are selling like crazy. I think I make about 6 cents per card, but that's all right.
Well, I don't think it was kind of a thing for money for you. I think it was just the whole thing with, you know, being with someone like Hallmark, you know?
Well, no, that's exactly what it is, and I joke about the 6 cents because
yeah.
I don't really know what it is, and I don't really care that much. I mean, it'd be nice if my kids, you know, maybe saw a check, you know, in 10 years that added up to something from it.
Yeah.
But for me, it's really just to be part of it is so cool. And the exposure is just amazing because my name's actually on the back of the card. I mean, I couldn't believe it. They gave us actual, you know, credit.
Well, I'm going to go out and buy the cards today. I'm going to make
right
a point
on,
of it.
Dude. I'm going to make 12 cents. I appreciate it.
Okay, man. I'm definitely going to get the cards, and I'm going to give them to my brothers because they're rockheads like me. So I'm going to record a little thing on it and give them the Gary Hoey cards because I just think it's a very cool thing for Christmas.
That would be so awesome. You know what I'll have to do? I'll have to call your phone, leave your voice message, and you can chime that in there too.
Okay, well, I'll give you my cell phone so that when we get off the phone here, I'll give you my cell phone so that you can do that for me. That would be a real trip.
No, I will, man.
Let me just say this before I get to what's happening on Christmas Day. You're not afraid of the word Christmas, are you?
Nope.
And I'm so glad to hear that because so often, and especially in today's society, we're being pushed away from the actual celebration of Christmas and more towards the whole holiday thing, even though, you know, we're a country that embraces all religions and all celebrations. Still, for me as a Christian, it's very encouraging that someone like Gary Hoey is not afraid to celebrate and mention Christmas. And We Wish You a Merry Christmas was one of the tunes that you have on the Hallmark card.
Yes, that was one of them, and that was important to me. I mean, you know, my feeling is, I know everybody wants to be politically correct. You know, that's fine. But I think, you know, the bottom line is Christmas represents a time of year to every race, creed, religion, you know, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever your holiday is. Mm-hmm. To me, it's all about everybody having that celebration, you know. And, yeah, I grew up with it. I can't change that. I think the world is, you know, growing in many directions, so we don't have to worry about, you know, people not being recognized. I mean, you know, look at, we have a multi-mixed president now. You know,
yeah.
We have Obama, who is, you know, they say he's, you know, an Afro-American, but I look at him as a multi-cultural, multi-mixed, you know, person that I think is even cooler, you know what I mean? Because
sure.
It just shows the diversity in our country. So I'm pretty proud of it, and I do say Merry Christmas because it means basically Happy Holidays, you know, to me.
And on Christmas Day, for anyone who is subscribing to your website with e-newsletters, they yeah. can actually win on Christmas Day an autographed Fender guitar. Tell the listener a little bit about that whole thing.
Yeah, this year we bought, we basically bought about 20 guitars from Fender, because kicking off this tour, I wanted to show up in every city with a guitar to say, hey, you know, here's a guitar for some charity, auction it off, let's make some money and turn, you know, a couple of grand into 20 grand.
Sure.
And so every city I went through them and I pulled one out and I'm like, you know what, we have to save this one for the fans. Let's do this one for the website. So we put one up on the website so that people could win. We did it last year, and a woman won it who had just gone through cancer. Her life was really rough, and, you know, her husband played a little guitar. They had no money, and they won it, and it lifted them up. And so I thought, wow, for not a lot of money, you can lift somebody up. So this one we're doing, and it's going so well that we're going to actually start a monthly giveaway every month.
Because wow.
Give our fans 12 chances in a year to win. 1 year, you know, 1 month it might be, you know, whatever, tickets to a show and a bunch of CDs. We're
yeah.
going to do different types of giveaways. We have a few companies that we might get some sponsorships where they'll throw in some packages and make these prizes get bigger and bigger. So,
oh, that's terrific, Gary. And 10 yeah. runner-ups will at least always win something. 10 people will win an autographed CD as well, so there's always something to win.
That's right. We're doing the giveaway. We're trying to stretch it and give away, you know, 10 winners having a CD, which is fun, you know, rather than not winning anything.
And what are holidays like in the Hoey household?
They're great. You know, I grew up, you know, when you first asked me about how the whole Christmas thing came, you know, you're an East Coast guy. I'm an East Coast guy.
Yeah.
And Christmas to me was my mom, the family, the dad, the fireplace, the Christmas tree, the snow, the hot cocoa, you know, coming in the house with your fingers frozen because you were hanging at your friend's home. And by the time you walked home in the snow, your hands were just popsicles. I remember my hands would be so cold, I couldn't even, like, make a fist. And my mom would, you know, put my hands, my gloves on the radiator, you know, you hold your hands over the stove, and your fingers are burning because, you know, they're so cold.
Yeah.
And but that, to me, that is what Christmas is about. It's all the family together. It's the snow. And my mom was huge on Christmas music. She used to play, you know, the Elvis. I remember the Elvis Christmas record. And it was an actual record spinning on a turntable. And it had a skip at one point in the record because she played it for so many years. It just would be going, you know, I'll have a blue, a blue, a blue, a blue. And it would just be skipping. And she'd just saying, get me a Paul Mall and a Schlitz, you know.
Schlitz, all right, man.
Yeah. So that, to me, that's what Christmas is about.
That's awesome, man. You know, it's a good thing to be able to celebrate with our family. It's a wonderful thing. And I think, you know, Christmas over the last, you know, 15, 18 years now, anyone who's a fan of rock music pretty much now celebrates their Christmas holidays with ho-ho-ho-y music. And I got to thank you for that. I think it's a wonderful thing that you've done over the years and that you're going to continue to do. So thanks for spreading, you know, the holiday and the Christmas spirit. I think it's a beautiful thing, man.
Oh, my pleasure, man. I'll be honest with you, dude. I am so honored to, you know, find out that I am a tradition in a lot of people's homes at Christmas. I mean, to me, that means the world because I have made a little niche with it and not intentionally. It was really accidentally. And it turned out that now, you know, I go out every year and my kids, they understand what I have to do. They're like, Daddy, go start Christmas because, you know, they miss me when I'm gone, but they understand that, you know, we're doing something, you know, that is spreading a good vibe. And I can't believe I'm actually going to attempt a new Christmas album for 09. We're actually starting it in the turn of the year.
Excellent. So there's going to be another Ho Ho Hoey album.
We're doing a new one and we're going to try to actually expand on it a little bit and maybe go into some Hanukkah songs for some of the Hanukkah fans and maybe do a little rock and roll version of Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear it, man. That's awesome, man.
You know what I mean? And just make it fun. So we're going to see if we can scrape out some songs that I haven't done and maybe do some new arrangements. But no, it's time for a new one.
Okay, that's excellent. And people can stay in touch and find out more about you on the World Wide Web, of course. Let's tell the listeners where they can find you on the World Wide Web and MySpace, too.
Absolutely. Well, if they go to GaryHoey.com, which is H-O-E-Y, a lot of people miss the spelling. It's like Joey with an H.
With an H.
I didn't name my son Joey, and I didn't name my daughter Zoe.
Good man.
Zoe Hoey. But they can go to GaryHoey.com, and right from there, they can, you know, shoot to win the guitar. They can get a free download of Only Human, the new single. And they can also click on the MySpace link that's there. They can get all over there.
Excellent. And before we wrap up, I would like to say to you, thank you for the tones, the tunes, and the celebration of Christmas through your Ho Ho Hoey albums. And we're really looking forward to seeing the Ho Ho Hoey show at Sellersville Theater. Now, you've been to Sellersville before, haven't you?
Yes, we have played there before, and we're very excited to come back. It's one of my favorite little venues in that part of the world. It has a very intimate vibe. I love the whole room itself. It's really cool.
It's got a great sound in there, doesn't it, Gary?
It does, man. It's a real musical room, and it's got a vibe to it. And I heard we're already 2/3 sold out. So after your show, we'll probably be sold out. So.
Well, then we're definitely going to stop by and say hello to you at the show.
I have you on my VIP, bro.
Thank you so much. Now, can you hold the line for me? And why don't you do this? Why don't you wish everyone in the Lehigh Valley a very Merry Christmas, Gary?
Absolutely. Hey, everybody, I want to wish you all a very safe and happy Christmas and holiday season from me and my buddy AJ Fritz and WLVR.
All right. Can you hold the line a second, Gary?